Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo guys, what's going on? It's your boy GB, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me another day on Becoming the Vision. It's Wednesday, man. Hope everybody's crushing it, having an awesome ass week. Man, literally this podcast is all about helping men understand how to become the guy that they need to be in order to have the things that they desire, right? But I see so many men struggling in life because, like, I get frustrated because I'm a coach, right? Like, I love seeing people win, and I get frustrated because I believe everybody has exponential potential. Exponential potential. That sounded so corny, but like, it's just, I really do believe that. I believe that anybody can be anything that they would ever desire. It's just that most people aren't, you don't know how, right? And then so what ends up happening is you stay stuck. And so the goal of this podcast is to teach or guide or lead, you know, whether it's from my life or guys that I've helped, to help you understand like how to truly bridge this gap. Because yeah, we can go rah, 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 and you should want this, and you should want it as bad as you want to breathe, and all that stuff's cool, right? But like, it's understanding like human behavior and how you actually create change and actually success and winning, right? And so kind of getting on that, like the reason this kind of popped up is I was talking to a guy the other day, right? And I fucking hate, like I hate when I'm giving an analogy and guys go, well, yeah, I don't compare myself to anybody else. I you know, I only compete against me. That is why you're fucking losing, right? Like that is exactly why, right? Because only losers say that truthfully, right? Like only guys that aren't winning say they don't compare, say they're not competing, right? And what I mean by that is this, right? We want to try to get into this noble position of like, well, I just compare myself, because too much comparison is dangerous in a way. Like you have to know how to balance it, right? Because think about sports. Most of you guys listening to this have been competitive at one time in your life in sports, right? You never said, oh, I don't compare myself to the guy that's trying to beat me in my position. Like you don't do shit like that, right? And it's one of the reasons like you drove so hard or played so hard or practiced so hard or studied so hard to become better at your sport. Right? It's because competition drives men. When you do not have competition, you are leaving it up to willpower, right? So like what happens is that like we'll hear these quotes from athletes that are very prominent or legends in the game, and we miss the fact, right, that they have a huge accountability factor and that they have a huge competition factor. That is what drives them. And then you in your regular everyday life, you're trying to exclude those things. Right, you're trying to say, well, I'm just going to go off of me and I should have enough discipline and willpower. Like, dude, no, nobody has that much fucking discipline and willpower, right? Do you think if LeBron was playing intramurals, he would have this much discipline, quote unquote, to like get better at his game? No, right? Like he works so hard because he has a vision of becoming great, but then his accountability system is to his team, is to the money that he makes for his family, is to like competition against the world's greatest athletes. He is comparing, right? Like that is what drives you so hard. And when it's absent, this is why, like, especially in the field of health, this is why all of you freaking struggle, right? Because what you try to do is that you try to go about it as if like, well, I'll just use my willpower. Willpower is finite. Psychologists know this. The only person that thinks it's going to really work this time is you, by yourself. I'm going to really muster up. Guys, and I'm saying this because like I want you to understand, I truly believe that each time you said you were going to do it, each time you said you were going to change, you were 100% serious. Like, I truly believe that, right? It's just like, but you're not understanding why it keeps like in this vicious cycle. And so the reason or the way that you win at anything, guys, think about your career. Right? Like, quit saying stupid shit like, I don't compare myself to other men. That's why you're losing, right? Like, it literally is, because competition is what causes you to excel. Like, in your career, right, you don't say shit like that. If you want to go for a promotion, you're damn right you're comparing. You're damn right you're competing. That's why you work so hard. That's why you've built the business that you've built. Because at the end of the day, you got to be better than the people around you. And in order to be better than the people around you, you have to be aware of them. And so now you are comparing and you are competing. Right. And when it is absent, you kind of lose this desire. You lose the thing that drives you to be better at it. Because this is why, like, think about it when you guys played sports, right? You were working hard, training hard, going through all this pain, going through all this struggle, going like everything. And then when sports went away, what happened to your desire to work out? It went the fuck away, right? This is why, like, if you want to excel, if you want to be great, in any area, guys. And like, you guys know that I talk about three areas in your life: your health, your wealth, your relationships. All of them are equally important, right? The problem is that a lot of guys think, oh, because I have money and I'm getting out of my Porsche, like, I'm fine, but my stomach is sitting on my legs when I'm driving it, right? Like, or like the guy that's ripped and he spends all the time in the gym, he walks around with his chicken and broccoli, but he's broke, right? Like, it's like, none of those make sense, right? And what happens is like, you have to look at all three and you have to say, okay, if I'm going to succeed at all three, how do you actually succeed? I'm telling you the hack. The hack is to put yourself in an area where you're not the best, and you have to strive to become better to match your surroundings. That is how you win, right? Like, if you want to be good in business, you get around other people that are crushing in a business. There is nothing like thinking you're doing it big in business, because I've been there. I'm like, oh, we're doing X amount of revenue each month. And then you get around somebody that's doing your monthly revenue in a week. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, you're like, oh, well, got to do a little bit better. Or you think you're this great athlete and, you know, you're strong, you're athletic. And then you get around guys that are really doing it. Like in cycling, I was like that. Like, I was like, man, you know, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm fast. Until you get around guys that really do it. And then you're like, whew. But because I compare and because I compete, it made me better. Like, if your environment is way better than you are, you're going to be forced to level up. Unless you're just good with losing, right? But like, the thing is when guys say, well, I don't compare and I don't compete, and you just try to do shit yourself, dude, of course you're gonna fucking lose. It has nothing to do with your desire. Like, it's like, I know you want it, but you're not putting the things in place. It's like, it's really about doing the things that somebody successful in that area of your life would be doing in order to be successful. And 9 times out of 10, they are around somebody or they're with somebody. Like, guys, and I'll leave you with this real quick, right? I have been extremely blessed to where in business circles, I'm around some heavy hitters, right? In family, I'm around some dudes that are like down for their family and doing it big in their family life. So we have our wealth, and then physically, right? Like, I'm in a gym or I train in a gym and I know guys that are in there working, putting in the work, and they're solid, they're strong. So when I train with them, I'm like, I better bring my A game. When I'm on my bike and cycling, I'm around guys that like crush it on the bike, right? And so like, I've put myself in these environments where it forces me to get better, because there are going to be plenty of days where I don't want to do it, right? And I understand that, well, shit, what drives you more is like sucking, like not being good enough, because it's shit's embarrassing, right? And so versus like you just doing it on your own, because it's so easy. It is so easy to sit there and just say, I'm going to compete against myself. And this is exactly why you don't stay consistent. Because if you don't want to compete today, what happens? Nothing. Because nobody sees you. Nobody says anything. And it makes you feel safe. It makes you feel warm. And it makes you feel okay with where you are in life. And I'm not doing that bad. Versus like putting yourself around some dogs, around any area that force you to level up, that force you to compete. That's the hack. If you are the type of guy that you try to lone wolf it, guys, and I'll be the first to say, and I'll be the first to say that, like, especially in marriage, I did this, right? I used to be the guy, oh, I don't need to go to counseling. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. I'm a mindset coach. Like, I know about psychology. I know about all this shit. Until I got around, like, a counselor that knew his shit, right? And then I was like, oh, man, he's unlocking things I never thought about, right? Like, and he was opening doors to my mind that, like, I wouldn't have seen because I'm in it, right? But he's better than me. And then so when I got around him, like, who was better at that skill set than me, my marriage started to improve. Oh, crazy, right? And so, like, guys, I'm telling you, like, if you're the type of guy that you don't want to compete and you don't want to compare, dude, I promise you, you're going to be the bottom of the barrel for a long ass time. If you want to win, learn how to compete, learn how to compare, because that is how all men succeed and that is all how all men thrive. Without it, you're going against you and yourself, and you're going to let yourself down 9 times out of 10, because it's very easy. You only have so much willpower, and then, man, you're going to be looking at yourself, well, I didn't tell anybody that I was going to actually do it today. There's no accountability, bro. That's why you're struggling. Other than that, peace.